You've heard the saying, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. How about always a finalist, never the champion? Rangel Jr. Ryan Rooney had made the state wrestling finals every year of high school so far, but never clinched a title. So this year, he entered the season with a new strategy.
In the past years, I've been just cutting weight and dogging down to get down to a weight that was better for me to wrestle at. And this year, I just decided to just try and bulk up to the weight that I was at. It seemed to work out better for me this year because, I mean, I've been in the finals. This is the third time now, and I finally won it this year.
Rooney, who wrestled at 160 pounds, lost only one match during the season, and it wasn't the championship round.
It was probably the hardest match. It was my finals match that I've ever, I'd ever had.
Probably.
I'm usually, you know, everyone says, wow, I've never seen him out of energy before because I was in like the end of the third, I was crawling back to the middle and I was like, I was done and I just knew that I had to get these points. So I was down one and the rest is history.
It's Rangel's first individual state boys title since 2008. Fellow junior Leanna Carney took home her second state title, this year in the girls' 135-pound weight class. She says she's proud of her accomplishment, but adds it was made sweeter because Rooney won too.
We've been there so many times, it was finally time for both of us to win.
Rangel sent 10 wrestlers to state this year, and 6 of them placed. And Rangel's team was the highest scoring team from Region 5, which covers Southeast Alaska. School sports are subdivided based on population, and Rangel falls in the 2A category, along with high schoolers from places like Craig and Glen Allen. Rangel girls took first among 2A schools, and the boys took third. Sophomore Randy Churchill says for him, the start of the season was rough, still trying to recover from an injury sustained at a tournament in Haines last year.
So that tournament wasn't so good, but after that I kind of got back into the groove of everything.
Assistant coach Jack Carney says Churchill's fourth place finish in the 152-pound weight class came against especially tough competition.
He beat a senior from the state championship team, Glen Allen. He beat kids that he probably shouldn't have beat. He was throwing moves in, super advanced moves that he had never done before.
For junior Jake Eastaw, Coach Carney says the wrestling season ended in heartbreak.
He was ranked one into the tournament and ran into the guy that was ranked second early. And he had the kid on his back. Kid was flat for about 30 seconds, didn't get the pin. And then he got caught in a move.
Eastaw still got fifth in the 215-pound weight class. He says he's got big plans for his senior season.
I didn't place what I wanted to at state, but it is what it is. I've got next year, I hope.
The season had plenty of other bumps for the team as well. Coach Carney says wrestlers and coaches had to quarantine at a critical point in the season after competing in a wrestling tournament in Ketchikan that sent COVID cases back to 5 of the 7 Southeast communities that attended, including Rangel.
Usually we're focused on being our best selves, regions, and then state especially. And this time we had a big week and a half gap, and then we had to think about grades on top of that. So we weren't as in shape as we probably have been in years past.
Rangel's wrestlers came into the state tournament with a strong season already behind them. The team placed second at regionals, with 6 wrestlers winning their weight classes. Both Ryan Rooney and Leanna Carney were named the region's outstanding wrestlers by a coach's vote. In a normal year, Alaska's high school wrestling season would have wrapped up around the winter holidays. Head coach Jeff Rooney says there's a silver lining to this year's delay of state wrestling competitions, less downtime before the summer's national tournaments.
So that's going to be an exciting endeavor, something that we haven't witnessed in decades that I'm aware of.
3 team members will head to the Western States Championships in Provo, Utah later this month, and the 2021 national tournament will take place in mid-July in Fargo, North Dakota. Wrestlers hoping to make the team will attend the Team Alaska training camp in the weeks before. In Rangel, I'm Sage Smiley.